News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday morning. 44 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second. Right now, we've got the traffic and the ride in. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. With the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department working an accident now at Moffett Road and Racine Avenue. State Troopers got an earlier accident at Phillipsville Road in Hubbard Lane. It's a car versus a deer in Perdido. Still looking great across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. Get a free quote by calling 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers developing after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day with showers and temperatures in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's interesting to me that they green-lighted the Powerball and Mega Millions for the Mississippi Lottery at 3 this morning. Why not at midnight or like sometime at 3 this morning? I don't know. That's one of those things that I just don't understand yet.
Maybe a lucky number? I don't know.
I don't know. By the way, that is our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Will you play the Powerball or Mega Millions in Mississippi now that the Mega Jackpot games are legal? Vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Also, while you're there, three big things. Top news stories of the day. President Trump's defense shifts to the not impeachable if true. Also, the majority of home and correctional facility, that's in Atmore, 600 inmates being moved out of there. We'll talk more about that story coming up. And another deadly day. I remember shaking my head yesterday, and looks like there's some other people that feel that same way in Tolmanville. As a man in Tolmanville says, I wish they'd put the guns down. A man shares his frustration after that deadly shooting on Schwartz Street. Talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports.
Super Bowl 54, now 4 days away, and the commissioner, Roger Goodell, held his annual press conference, the State of the League, yesterday. I'll tell you what he said. And also, LSU ends Alabama basketball's win streak. We'll go over that in sports coming up.
I don't want that story.
No?
No. Can we redact that story?
I could try to omit it.
All right. That's coming up in sports. Plus, Captain Bobby Abascato joins us for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report around 7:50. And by the way, programming note, just a week away from the AL1 primary, Democrat primary debate hosted by Robert Kennedy Jr. and Peter Albrecht from News 5. That'll be at the Gulf Quest Maritime Museum. I went down there yesterday, met with those folks, great folks, got the connection back here at the station, linked up, and that'll air a week from tonight at 6 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. Also, tree topper, here's the headline, tree topper on Mardi Gras tree, more surprises to come.
Ooh-hoo.
Okay, so that's from our news partners at WKRG. So the nation's one and only Mardi Gras tree is here in downtown Mobile. The tree topper was put on the tree yesterday with exciting news on the way. The artist of the tree topper is a local artist, Rob Barrett. The topper is a special addition to the tree. There will be a tree lighting celebration on February 6th at 5:30. So you could actually go down for the tree lighting celebration and then over to the AL1 Democrat debate at Gulf Quest. And they said just in time for the first parade of the season on February 7th. You say, Sullivan, what are you talking about, Mardi Gras tree? Okay, let me take you back in time. This was 3 weeks ago, maybe a little bit more, during a city council meeting that Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson started talking about what was then the Christmas tree that was transitioning into becoming a Mardi Gras tree.
We started getting a few messages on social media and a phone call about, you know, Mayor, maybe you need to leave that up and make it into a Mardi Gras tree. And of course, Mardi Gras trees have just been around for a few years, but I can honestly say that nobody on staff, and I doubt any city council, has decided that we should have a Mardi Gras tree. But being social media, being what it was, and we teased it out there a little bit about it, and so we have a whole lot of citizens now interested in it being a Mardi Gras tree. So you will see the transformation, and so you'll be able to say that Mobile proudly has the largest Mardi Gras tree probably in the United States.
All right, so there we go. So I had, you know, said in the past, we need to quit trying this Elfapalooza thing every year where we're trying to get in the Guinness World Book of Records
Quitter.
And appeal to have the most number of people dressed up like elves, I guess, because it's just not working. And let's go to something we got. So we have, as it stands right now, I hope they've called the folks at Guinness the world's largest Mardi Gras tree right here in Mobile.
Let's just hope New York City doesn't get involved because they've got that tree.
Yeah,
and,
but they don't have the Mardi Gras.
They don't have the Mardi Gras.
Right. So I'm ready for, advertising to go around the nation. Come to Mobile, home of the world's largest Mardi Gras tree. When I'm in an airport talking to somebody about my hometown, I'll say, hey, let me tell you about my hometown. One thing you need to know, we have the world's largest Mardi Gras tree.
I'm just interested in the surprises to come. I mean, what could top the topper?
We're waiting. We're standing by. And we'll let you know as soon as that becomes available, that news. All right. Senate's in the middle of the question and answer phase of the impeachment trial. Jerry Bodlander from Westwood One with more.
The Senate's in the midst of questioning the House impeachment managers and the president's defense team. But senators don't do the actual asking. Instead, they write their question on a card.
Mr. Chief Justice, I send a question to the desk.
And Chief Justice John Roberts then reads the question.
What standard of proof should be used in trials of impeachment? Preponderance.
Many
of
questions
the
are designed to poke holes in an opponent's case or buttress their own case. And they've run the gamut of issues, including executive privilege, subpoena power. Do high crimes and misdemeanors have to be a violation of the criminal code? And the possibility of former National Security Advisor John Bolton testifying and the like. The draft of a book that Bolton wrote says the president told him military aid for Ukraine would be linked to it helping investigate Joe Biden. Lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff used an early question to argue that Bolton should be allowed to testify.
Don't wait for the book.
The book is supposed to come out in mid-March, but the White House claims it includes a lot of classified information. Bolton and his lawyer disagree. White House lawyer Patrick Philbin countered that the president would have absolute privilege over any testimony from Bolton.
And it's important for the institution of the office of the presidency for every president to protect that privilege.
And lead defense lawyer Jay Sekulow warned that to allow Bolton or other witnesses would extend the trial by many weeks. While many questions led to arguments from both sides that are by now familiar, the president's lawyers did offer a broader defense of the president's actions. It came from Alan Dershowitz.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. And mostly you're right. Your election is in the public interest. And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Another day of questioning is on tap, but the focal point remains whether witnesses will be allowed to testify. A vote is set for tomorrow. Democrats are pushing hard for witnesses. They especially want to hear from Bolton. Republicans hope to block that effort, and if successful, they're expected to move quickly to acquit the president. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
It's all about you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Authorities in Baldwin County are still searching for a man who abandoned his car during an attempted traffic stop. The suspect has been identified as 31-year-old John Shillabier. Deputies say he is wanted by law enforcement from Oregon to Georgia on burglary, theft, and drug charges. Shillabier and his girlfriend Megan Allen were driving from Destin to New Orleans when deputies say they ditched a car in the median on I-10 and ran away. Authorities captured Allen. Shillabier managed to escape. A 20-year-old man is the latest victim of gun violence in Mobile. Zachary Bowes was shot to death on Schwartz Street in the Tolmanville community Wednesday morning. Police are still looking for the person who shot him. We could learn more today about last month's deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI, U.S. Attorney, and base commander will take questions from the media this afternoon. Earlier this month, the FBI said more than 600 special agents were working around the clock on this investigation. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
.716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We're 4 days away from Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell held his annual State of the League news conference. One of the many things he addressed was the prospect of expanding the regular season from 16 games to 17 while keeping the league's focus on player safety.
We believe we have made the game safer. We've made it better. And we believe that we can restructure the season in a way that will be smart for the future of the game.
The franchise owners have proposed a longer regular season and shorter preseason to the players during negotiations on a new collective bargaining agreement. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes has already won an MVP award in his young career. He'll finish his third season in the league this weekend and could soon become the highest paid player in NFL history. Mahomes told media that he wants to be a Chief for life.
I hope I get to play there the rest of my career now. I mean, just the people and how they accept you, how they care about you more as a person than they do as a player, and how much passion that they have for the Kansas City Chiefs is special.
San Francisco cornerback Richard Sherman knows that his defense has a huge challenge ahead of them against the high-flying Kansas City offense.
It'll be a great challenge for sure, but to say it's the greatest challenge would almost to be disrespect some of the great passing games that we've played, because we've played some outstanding passing teams this year.
The big game will air on Fox this year at 5:30 on Sunday. The Chiefs are currently 1.5-point favorites. In college football news, four more South Alabama Jaguars appear to be on their way out of Mobile via the transfer portal. AL.com reports that tight ends Zach Crosby and Cam Taylor, along with offensive lineman Max Sharit and defensive back Tyrone Leggett, have all entered the transfer portal this week. 13 Jags have left the program since the end of the past season. In baseball, Dusty Baker has now officially been hired to replace A.J. Hinch as the manager of the Houston Astros. The 70-year-old will be the oldest manager in the big leagues. Hinch was fired January 13th, just an hour after he was suspended for the season by the MLB for his role in Houston's sign-stealing scandal. Baker has been manager with multiple teams over 22 years. He's a three-time National League Manager of the Year and last coached with Washington until he was released in 2017. In SEC basketball, number 22-ranked LSU beat Alabama 90-76, ending Bama's four-game win streak. Number 13, Kentucky, rallied to beat Vanderbilt 71-62, and South Carolina held off Arkansas 79-77. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team plays at Georgia State. That game set to begin at 6. In the NBA last night, Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo returned to the floor over a year after rupturing a quad tendon in his right knee last season. Oladipo hit a three-pointer with 10 seconds left to play in regulation to force overtime against the Chicago Bulls.
Here's a long three by Oladipo!
He's back! He's back! Ladies and gentlemen, he's back! Gotta feel good for him.
That's Fox Sports Indiana. The Pacers would go on to beat the Bulls 115-106. Memphis beat the New York Knicks 127-106. New York's Elfrid Payton and Marcus Morris, along with Memphis's Jay Crowder, were ejected for fighting at the end of the game. Brooklyn beat Detroit 125-115. San Antonio beat Utah 127-120. Oklahoma City defeated Utah 120-100. And Portland got the win over Houston 125-112. 720 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers developing after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day with showers and temperatures in the mid-50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's a good ride across the Bayway from Fairhope, Daphne, along 98, Spanish Ford, no delays. Northbound 65 coming off of Dolphin at Spring Hill, you see a little bit of backup, but up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no accidents to report. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up on Saturday, March 14th in Loxley, Alabama, a brand new track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can find them on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 5 traffic.
724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Got a Super Bowl ad story coming up. We've talked about some of the ads that have been leaked out there, but how about the founder and CEO of WeatherTech? You know, that makes I got some WeatherTech in my truck. Yeah, I think so. I think that's WeatherTech. That makes the floor liners and all the stuff for your vehicle. Mm-hmm. He has an ad running during the Super Bowl, but it's not for WeatherTech.
Okay.
Talk about that coming up in just a second. I think it's pretty interesting, this ad that's getting ready to roll out. Plus, there are some stats here, how the volume of food that people eat at the Super Bowl party. Like, it's how they get this, because people aren't going to tell you exactly what they eat, but they've got some stats out on that, so we'll get to it. And talk about how much of this and that. How about how much money to buy a ticket to the Super Bowl? You've talked about that several times. I mean, we're looking at thousands of that. Cheap seats in the thousands.
Yeah, cheap seats, not cheap.
Yes, well, this Super Bowl is bucking recent trends. The prices are up. Clayton Neville from Westwood One with more.
To some Chiefs and 49ers fans, the Super Bowl experience is priceless, but there is a cost. Many fans still monitoring online ticket brokers for the best deal. Jeff Gurian with the ticket app Game Time says it's usually this time in the week that prices fall.
Anywhere from 10 to 35%.
But he says no signs of that yet, with prices holding steady.
Given that this trend in 2020 is bucking what's happened the past 4 years, there might not be any last-minute discounts for this game. It's really hard to tell.
The average Super Bowl ticket price on his site, over $8,000. The cheapest, around $5,400. And the most expensive, $31,000. According to Gurian, the game matchup is likely the reason for the high prices.
San Francisco is generally a lot of tech money floating around and a lot of interest in 49ers. And since I haven't been to the Super Bowl in 7 years, I think this is a good chance to see them, especially in a good location like Miami. And then on the flip side, you have Kansas City, who hasn't been in the Super Bowl in 50 years. I think their fan base is hungry.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell also high on the matchup.
Two storied franchises. Exciting players on both sides of the ball who captured our imagination and who will inspire current and future fans for years to come.
Sunday's game marks the 11th Super Bowl in the Miami area. That's an NFL record. Goodell says hosting a Super Bowl is hard work, but has no doubt this year will be a success.
They know how to do this. They have an experienced team, the Super Bowl host committee, and we believe that we'll be back here many times.
At least 10,000 volunteers are working Super Bowl festivities, 250,000 fans expected on Miami Beach each day, and more than a million projected to visit the NFL fan experience. I'm Clayton Neville.
So cheap seats, $5,400, the cheapest.
Pocket change.
To go to a football game. As much as I like a football game, wow.
I also saw there's one Super Bowl experience. I think it's like $1.2 million. And after the game, you leave on a four-day cruise. So there are packages out there, affordable for everyone.
Sure, in the you got a million laying here, a million laying there. Okay, just take that trip, take that cruise. All right, 726 FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, okay? Let's give you a little more time in your schedule. Let's give you a very clean house, and let's do it with the maids. That's the folks we work with at our house. Tomorrow's our day for the maids to come. Very exciting, because I walk in the house and I get that just the fresh house smell and the clean that's from the baseboards to the ceiling fans and everything in between. And this time of year, you know, with the you get more like dust and allergens and stuff in your house. It's closed up, the heater's on, that kind of heater smell that comes out with all the dust being blown out. Well, the maids use these backpack vacuums. Looks like Ghostbuster stuff, but they are HEPA filtration vacuums, and they capture up to 99% of all dust, allergens, bacteria, pollen, pet dander, and other pollutants. Could use that here in the studio. HEPA is an acronym for high efficiency particulate air, and they trap airborne allergens and potential toxins as small as 1/210th of a human hair. They use 5-stage HEPA filtration in their vacuums, and that's just part of the great clean your house gets with the maids. Right now, you can get a free estimate. Give them a call, 344-6626, 344-6626 for the maids. Maybe you just want to do a special one-off. We talked about that, you know, just to have them come through before maybe your big Super Bowl party or something else for Mardi Gras. Give them a call, 344-6626 for the maids. All right, Super Bowl still, days away. But, of course, we've already talked about the ads. A lot of the ads that will be appearing, or we hear they're going to be appearing during the halftime show. This one's a little different. David McNeil, founder and CEO of WeatherTech, which makes protective floor mats for cars and trucks. They also started selling high-end food bowls for cats and dogs a while back. Last year, they ran an ad about their pet care line during the Super Bowl, and it starred David's golden retriever, Scout. But unfortunately, Scout's had some health issues. Back in June, he was diagnosed with a tumor on his heart. The vet only gave him 1% chance of surviving. Well, David took the dog, instead of just letting him be put down, he took him to the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine, and the cancer treatments they gave him saved his life. The tumor shrank so much, it disappeared. Now, Scout is starring in a new Super Bowl ad on Sunday. Not for WeatherTech, though. It's for the vets that help treat him. The ad cost David $6 million. He's doing it to promote this veterinary group in Wisconsin.
Wow.
So you'll see the ad on Sunday, and we'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man is facing death after a jury convicted him of murdering his mother and two half-brothers. The jury announced the verdict against Donald Hartung on Wednesday. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The sentencing phase of the trial begins on Monday. In Mississippi, you can try your luck at massive jackpot games like Powerball and Mega Millions for the first time. The multi-state games went online in Mississippi at over 1,000 stores throughout the state at 3 this morning. coming. In 2018, state lawmakers approved the creation of a state lottery to raise money for infrastructure. Mississippi First started selling scratch-off tickets in November. The good times are once again rolling on Dolphin Island ahead of the second Mardi Gras parade of the season. The People's Parade will roll at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon on Bienville Boulevard. The following Saturday, the crew of Salty Paws will hold its second annual pet parade at Water Tower Plaza. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump adjourned late last night, with Republicans appearing focused on bringing the proceedings of a vote to acquittal. A vote on calling witnesses is expected by tomorrow. China is reporting 170 deaths from coronavirus. Correspondent David Culver has more on U.S. citizens evacuated from China.
Roughly 200 Americans arrived back in the U.S. in California. They're in a military base, currently undergoing more health evaluations. Most of them were U.S. diplomats and their family members. We know a few private citizens were allowed to apply for select spots.
The World Health Organization meets today to assess whether the outbreak should be declared a global emergency. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in London on the cusp of Britain's departure from the European Union for talks focused on a post-Brexit trade deal with the U.S. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with Your Money Now. British Airways halted all flights to China, and American Airlines suspended Los Angeles flights to and from Shanghai and Beijing as efforts to contain a new virus intensifies. Several other airlines, including Finnair, Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific, and Singapore-based Jetstar Asia, are reducing the number of flights to the country. Microsoft reported another solid quarterly report card as it plows ahead in selling its cloud computing services to big businesses and the government. The company reported profit of $11.6 billion, up 36% from a year ago. The software maker posted revenue of $36.9 billion, up 14%, and also beating forecasts. Microsoft shares up 3% in pre-market trading. There's more life ahead for the NBC daytime serial Days of Our Lives, renewed for a 56th season. NBC says the show will continue to air on NBC despite speculation it might move to the Peacock streaming service, set to arrive later this year. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by 90 West Auto and Marine, a large selection of high-quality cars and RVs, and Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream, 51 years and still dipping. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute on FM Talk 106.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 and 43 degrees at our studios. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So some clouds out there, cool this morning. There are a few areas that had fog. What do we expect for the rest of Thursday? And let's look at the weekend, too.
Well, it looks like it's going to be clearing off today. And some areas right now are mostly sunny, and that's good.
But look for a few scattered clouds, and temperatures will be getting on up around 62, which is the normal high temperature for this time of the year. Now, tonight, look for clouds to move in, and we'll likely see some showers develop after midnight. Storm system now moving out of South Texas will be moving right along the Gulf Coast tomorrow. And as a result, tomorrow will be a cloudy day with periods of rain. And it's going to keep temperatures on the cool side, anywhere from 55, possibly as high as 58 degrees, but it'll be in the 50s tomorrow. That rain will gradually move out Friday evening and shape up fairly good for the weekend, although on Saturday it'll be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy at times. I expect temperatures in the low 60s. Sunday should be the best day of the weekend with plenty of sunshine and warming up to around 65 degrees. And we start next week, Monday, looks good. Partly cloudy, upper 60s. And then Tuesday, the showers come back with a high in the low 70s. So it looks like we've got some rather mild temperatures shaping up all the way through the weekend and most likely through most of next week.
All right, Dr. Bill, that's good for a lot of folks, and I guess good news, they got some Mardi Gras parade for Dolphin Island and all that, so the warmer than normal temperature is a good thing. Also, if people are looking for their copy of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, the 2020 version, now a whole bunch more locations to pick one up.
Yeah, and right now we've got Hancock Whitney Bank. All the banks on Mobile and on the Eastern Shore, so there may be one right in your neighborhood. Here in Mobile, also West Marine of copies, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, classic cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply at Fairhope, as well as Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate, also of copies in the Fairhope area. You're over in the whole central portion of Baldwin County, Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. And once again, here in Mobile, you can find copies at Fox 10 and right here at the studios at 106.5.
I appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 738. Got traffic coming up in a second. Here's that. It's a calorie count. I don't know how they get this. Came from PR Newswire. They said the average person is going to eat an insane amount of food during the Super Bowl on Sunday. They're talking about 11,000 calories worth.
For the average person?
It says, according to a new survey, average person is going to eat an insane amount of food during the Super Bowl. We're talking almost 11,000 calories, which is at least four times more than doctors recommend. That doesn't even include calories from drinks like soft drinks or beer. How do they get this stuff? It says it breaks down this way, that people will eat 19 different foods on Sunday and not just bites of them either. The average, this is 2.7 wings. Go ahead and eat the rest of the wing. 2.7 wings, 3.2 slices of pizza, 2.1 servings of fries, 3.4 bags of chips.
I'm not.
There's no way you can eat, unless it's like the little chip things. You're not eating a full bag of chips.
Fun size.
1.9 bowls of chili, 2.4 burgers, 1.7 sliders. This stuff is poppycock.
Yeah, the way they added this up.
2.7 portions of nachos and 3 pieces of fried chicken. Now, I can do that. 1.8 ribs, 1.7 sausages, 1.6 slices of cake, 1.8 brownies, 1.8 bowls of ice cream, 2.1 subs, 1.7 bags of candy, this is ridiculous, and 2.3 bowls of salad.
Wow. Well, we all know that beer doesn't have calories, so start there.
He's joking, y'all.
Zero calories in the beer, but it sounds like they took the averages for, like, one person might eat a few subs,
yeah,
two or three subs. Somebody else might be having chili.
Yeah.
Someone else has their 2.8 wings.
But 11,000 calories worth.
That's ridiculous.
So a whole lot of eating out there. All right, 740. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We have a new accident with injuries. Just happened right in front of the Mobile Dog Track there at Theodore Dawes Road. Emergency vehicles are heading there now. Also, we've got another one at Virginia Street underneath the I-10 overpass. That's without injuries. And Moffitt and Racine Drive still there with an accident with injuries. Watch for the radar in the school zones. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile. They've got over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience, and they can help with the IRS from audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Okay, fair enough. A call coming in saying that, you know, you base 2,000 calories, but that's, you know, if you're a bigger person, you can consume more than that. You might be 4,000 calories. I still don't know how big you'd have to have 11,000 calories be a normal intake.
Yeah, if I ate 11,000 calories, I'm not making it to the fourth quarter. I'd
no,
be
I'm sleepy,
passed out.
Sleepy. Sleepy done. All right. Yesterday, even though it was overshadowed by what was going on in Senate chambers, there was some actual news for the American people in the trade agreement. Canada still not approved it, although that may come in soon. But President Trump was on the South Lawn of the White House signing a bill that gives a U.S. approval to the North American trade agreement. Bob Constantini was there, and he has more.
Surrounded by energy workers and ranchers, the president stressed agriculture advances in the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, especially Canada.
Canada will finally provide greater access for American dairy. Poultry exports to Canada are expected to rise by at least 50%, and egg export could increase by 500%.
Canada's protectionism for its farmers has been a decades-long issue with American agriculture producers. Many in the president's political base from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin blamed NAFTA for the loss of jobs in the Midwest, especially auto parts and assembly. The new USMCA gooses the numbers a bit above NAFTA. Now, 75% of parts going into a car must come from North America, compared to 62% under NAFTA. The president put aside the continental aspect of that quota.
And includes strong provisions to ensure that new cars are fashioned by American hands. That's a fancy word of saying built and manufactured with a American labor.
Labor unions helped push provisions to have all vehicle parts workers in the three nations, making a starting wage of $16 per hour designed to hike wages in Mexico. Some union leaders attended because the administration added new worker protections to the deal. However, Democrats who helped force that issue with the White House were not invited. But they gave themselves a pat on the back. House Democrat Richard Neal of Massachusetts.
It was our priorities that made this happen. 193 Democrats in the House voted for the trade agreement. 192 Republicans voted for it.
Many Democratic legislators over the years came to blame NAFTA for job losses in their states. Traditional Republicans, before Donald Trump became president, tended to believe in free trade, letting the market decide what was best for producing goods. Bob Costantini, The White House.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Authorities in Baldwin County are still searching for a man who abandoned his car during an attempted traffic stop. The suspect has been identified as 31-year-old John Shillabier. Deputies say he is wanted by law enforcement from Oregon to Georgia on burglary, theft, and drug charges. Shillabier and his girlfriend Megan Allen were driving from Destin to New Orleans when deputies say they ditched a car in the median on I-10 and ran away. Authorities captured Allen. Shillabier managed to escape. A 20-year-old man is the latest victim of gun violence in Mobile. Zachary Bowes was shot to death on Schwartz Street in the Tolmanville community Wednesday morning. Police are still looking for the person who shot him. We could learn more today about last month's deadly mass shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI, U.S. Attorney, and base commander will take questions from the media this afternoon. Earlier this month, the FBI said more than 600 special agents were working around the clock on this investigation. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Good morning, 746 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We're 4 days away from Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell held his annual State of the League news conference. One of the many things he addressed was the prospect of expanding the regular season from 16 games to 17 while keeping the league's focus on player safety.
We believe we have made the game safer, we've made it better, and we believe that we can restructure the season in a way that will be smart for the future of the game.
Franchise owners have proposed a longer regular season and shorter preseason to the players during negotiations on a new collective bargaining agreement. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes has already won an MVP award in his young career. He'll finish his third season in the league this weekend and could soon become the highest-paid player in NFL history. Mahomes told media that he wants to be a Chief for life.
I hope I get to play there the rest of my career now. Just the people and how they accept you, how they care about you more as a person than they do as a player, and how much passion that they have for the Kansas City Chiefs is it's special.
San Francisco cornerback Richard Sherman knows that his defense has a huge challenge ahead of them against the high-flying Kansas City offense.
It'll be a great challenge for sure, but to say it's the greatest challenge would almost be disrespect some of the great passing games that we've played, because we've played some outstanding passing teams this year.
Super Bowl 54 airs on Fox at 5:30 on Sunday. Chiefs are currently a 1.5-point favorite. In college football news, four more South Alabama Jaguars appear to be on their way out of Mobile via the transfer portal. AL.com reports that tight ends Zach Crosby and Cam Taylor, along with offensive lineman Max Sharit and defensive back Tyrone Leggett, have all entered the transfer portal this week. 13 Jags have left the program since the end of the past season. In baseball, Dusty Baker has now officially been hired to replace A.J. Hinch as the manager of the Houston Astros. The 70-year-old will be the oldest manager in the big leagues. Hinch was fired on January 13th, just an hour after he was suspended by the MLB for his role in Houston's sign-stealing scandal. Baker's been manager with multiple teams over 22 years. He's a three-time National League Manager of the Year and last coached with Washington until he was released in 2017. In SEC basketball, number 22 LSU beat Alabama 90-76, ending Bama's four-game win streak. Number 13 Kentucky rallied to beat Vanderbilt 71-62, and South Carolina held off Arkansas 79-77. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team plays at Georgia State. That game set to begin at 6. In the NBA last night, Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo returned to the floor over a year after he ruptured a quad tendon in his right knee. Oladipo hit a three-pointer with 10 seconds left to play in regulation to force overtime against the Chicago Bulls.
Here's a long three by Oladipo!
He's back! He's back! Ladies and gentlemen, he's back! Gotta feel good for him.
That's from Fox Sports Indiana. He's back. Oladipo is back. And the Pacers would go on to beat the Bulls 115-106. And Memphis beat the New York Knicks 127-106. Chance of sell the team to James Dolan. were all over Madison Square Garden. New York's Elfrid Payton and Marcus Morris, along with Memphis's Jay Crowder, were ejected for fighting at the end of the game. 7:49, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and just quick traffic update in Foley, County Road 50 or County Road 65 near Kraft Farms. Car hit a power pole. Traffic is down to one lane there. We'll get updates from Kane coming up in just a second, plus Captain Bobby Abrascato and the Fishing Report straight ahead.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We have a new accident with injuries. Just happened right in front of the Mobile Dog Track there at Theodore Dawes Road. Emergency vehicles are heading there now. Also, I've got another one at Virginia Street underneath the I-10 overpass. That's without injuries. And Moffitt and Racine Drive still there with an accident with injuries. Watch for the radar in the school zones. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile. They've got over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience, and they can help with the IRS from audits or if you owe additional taxes. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home for Auburn Tigers basketball. This is Andy Burcham. Join us for the Tigers' entire SEC schedule and postseason tournaments.
Brought to you in part by your CBD store of West Mobile with the highest quality natural CBD products. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar. And D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline.
Check our website, fmtalk1065.com, for opponents and game times.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
All right, 7:52, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need if you're heading to the woods here for the end of deer season, February 10th, or you're heading to the water like Captain Bobby Abrascato. They got the gear that works around here. McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. It is like this is the doldrums of fishing, but the nice thing is it's darkest before the dawn, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and there's still fish to be caught, but yeah, this is the time of the year that if you're a you're an inshore guy, you know, you get through it, you know, but it's I'm not going to paint any rosy pictures that it's great this time of year, but there's still fish to be caught. You know, luckily we hadn't been getting a lot of rain, a lot of local rain, you know, just sprinkles here or there, and that doesn't affect the tidal rivers. And then if you keep up with the the upstate rivers and the pool at Barrie, you'll see that they've dropped pretty dramatically, you know. So even some of the northern part, the Mobile River areas that typically hold pockets of speckled trout with some salt water, that can be, you know, there's fish that can be caught up there. So there's still opportunities out there. And then of course when the weather permits, like we talked about last week, some of the fishery that's out at the mouth of the bay in the form of that structure, rigs, wrecks, rock piles, lighthouse, Dixie bar, that kind of thing. There's all sorts of of fish to be caught out that way. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, and tell somebody if they want to go do that, because you know, they may be even going down for the parade on Dolphin Island, want to combine a little fishing trip in the mix. How do you set up for that? If you're going to go to those gas rigs, or you can go to the lighthouse or those rock piles, what do you do?
Well, the first key is the bait. You've got to get some good fresh bait, and anything that's good and fresh works. Cut mullet, you know, some good fresh cut mullet, squid, some good fresh squid, fresh shrimp if you can get it, and just set it up. I call it like a miniature sow rig, you know, like you typically fish for a snapper, or a sow rig, or a Carolina rig if you're a bass fisherman, which is basically just a sliding weight, maybe 2 feet of leader to anywhere from like a number two to maybe a, you know, nothing smaller than a number four kale shaped hook, and just get close to that structure and get that thing down on the bottom. And it's one of those kind of deals where you're just kind of waiting on a bite, and it can be anything from redfish to a white trout to a snapper to a sheephead. You just catch a variety of species fishing close to that structure, because that's where they all live this time of year.
Okay, so you go out there and do that. Obviously, it is weather dependent when you can get out there and do that. So that can get us through the doldrums. Now let's talk about the flip side, because I know you're going to be speaking today down at the Bluegill. And this is our buddy Jason Smith from Fox 10, and a guy fishing fool like we are, and his dad, Tim Smith, put on this fisherman's lunch, and you're going to be speaking about inshore fishing. What are you going to tell folks? Give them a little primer.
Well, we're going to talk, talk mostly about what's right around the corner, which is our springtime fishing. And I'm going to just talk about one of the main rigs that I use that time of year. And I'm going to share a little trick on using a voodoo shrimp that I've been doing for a while. It's not anything super top secret, but it really helps make that lure a lot more effective. You know, so I'll kind of tease you with that. But that thing starts at 11:45, and again, like you mentioned over there, it's over there at the Bluegill. So. Hope you'll drop by. It's going to be a pretty day out there on the causeway today.
Absolutely. And tell folks, too, if they're going to do a little planning here, they need to go ahead and get going. If they want to get a trip booked with you this spring, I mean, people are thinking, oh, that's a long time off. You're already getting bookings all through the spring and probably summer.
Oh, big time. Yeah, this time of year. Still got some openings, you know, but, I mean, it's going to be, you know, unless something really crazy happens, you know, we're going to go into that transition mode probably by mid-March, you know. So if you're thinking about going, it's, believe it or not, March is not that far away.
That's for sure. All right, Captain Bobby, tell them also, they can go get information on the Facebook page or the website, or how do they do that?
All of the above. 18fishing.com is the website, and then the Facebook is Facebook at 18fishing, and there's a little information on that that lunch presentation on there today too.
Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Have a great weekend.
Hey, will do. Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Of course, Captain Bobby, part of our Guides Corner crew that we take out to the Mobile Boat Show every year, March 6th, 7th, and 8th this year. We'll be out there with all the best fishermen and guides to give you some tips and some direction heading into spring. So remember that. Put that on your calendar coming up in March. All right, we'll be right back. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next right here on Mobile Mornings.